The Great Results of Elijah's Work. As the gospel is proclaimed in its purity, men will be called from the plow and from common commercial business vocations and will be educated in connection with men of experience. As they learn to labor effectively, they will proclaim the truth with power. Through wonderful workings of providence, mountains of difficulty will be cast into the sea. The message that means so much to the dwellers on earth will be heard and understood. Onward and still onward the work will advance until the whole earth shall have been warned, and then shall the end come. For several years Elijah and Elisha labored together. Elijah had been God's instrument for the overthrow of gigantic evils. The idolatry by which Ahab and the heathen Jezebel had seduced the nation had been given a decided check. Baal's prophets had been slain. Israel had been deeply stirred, and many were returning to the worship of God. Elisha, by careful, patient instruction, must guide Israel in safe paths. His association with Elijah, the greatest prophet since Moses, prepared him for the work he was soon to take up alone. During these years Elijah from time to time was called to meet flagrant evils with stern rebuke. When Ahab seized Naboth's vineyard, the voice of Elijah prophesied his doom and the doom of all his house. And when Ahaziah turned from the living God to Baalzebub, Elijah's voice was heard in earnest protest. The schools of the prophets, established by Samuel, had fallen into decay during Israel's apostasy. Elijah re-established them, making provision for young men to gain an education that would lead them to magnify the law and make it honorable. Three schools are mentioned in the record: Gilgal, Bethel, and Jericho. Just before Elijah was taken to heaven, he and Elisha visited these centers of training. The lessons that the prophet of God had given on former visits, he now repeated. Especially did he instruct them concerning maintaining their allegiance to the God of heaven. He also impressed on their minds the importance of letting simplicity mark every feature of their education. Only in this way could they receive the mold of heaven and work in the ways of the Lord. Elijah was cheered as he saw what was being accomplished by these schools. The Reformation was not complete, but he could see a verification of the word of the Lord: "Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal." As Elisha accompanied the prophet from school to school, his faith and resolution were once more tested. He was invited by the prophet to turn back. "Tarry here, I pray thee," Elijah said, "for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel." But Elisha had learned not to become discouraged, and now he would not be parted from his master, so long as opportunity remained for gaining a further fitting up for service. Unknown to Elijah, the revelation that he was to be translated had been made known to his disciples in the schools of the prophets and to Elisha. And now the servant of the man of God kept close beside him. As often as the invitation to turn back was given, his answer was, "I will not leave thee." And the two of them went on. And Elijah took his mantle, and wrapped it together, and smote the waters of the Jordan River, and they were divided hither and thither, so that the two went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken away from thee." That which Elisha craved was a large measure of the spirit that God had bestowed on the one about to be honored with translation. He knew that nothing but the spirit which had rested on Elijah could fit him to fill the place in Israel to which God had called him, and so he asked, "Let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me." In response Elijah said, "Thou hast asked a hard thing, nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so." And it came to pass, as they still went on, and talked, that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven.